This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The head of Western Illinois University says it might take a couple years to turn around student enrollment numbers, which have declined for more than a decade, but he believes the job can be done. This fall's enrollment is down around 10% compared to last fall. It stands at around 7,600 students. Acting President Martin Abraham projects total enrollment will be down again next fall. He says that's a built-in decline because of years of decreasing enrollment. Abraham says the objective for Western is to increase enrollment starting in the fall of 2021. He says the university needs to be bigger, but he does not have a specific target yet.
And as we start to look at the demand and look at the opportunities, we'll start to set some projections for how large we can get, if we can hit, you know, specific targets, and how long it'll take us to get there.
So what is the plan to turn things around?
A lot more attention to details, a lot better communication. We have a strategy of increasing our communications with prospective students. We are reaching out to more high schools. We're doing more college fairs. We have recruiters on the road spending a lot of time reaching out to prospective students, reaching out to their parents. We are involving faculty in the work that we're doing to help bring the recruiting and land the students. We have current students who will be involved, again, speaking to the experiences that the students can expect. We have alumni who are going to be engaged, speaking about the quality of the education they received, the quality of the experiences they had when they were here. And so a lot of that will be occurring, as well as a lot of communication, more timely communication with students, with prospective students, getting back to them when they've sent an application in or when they've inquired about something and speaking about the opportunities and being responsive and reaching out to them to let them know about the events that are upcoming or the opportunities that are upcoming and growing those activities. And it's not just new freshmen. It's the same type of message with graduate students. It's the same type of message with international students. It's the same type of message with transfer students.
What is the message? What are you telling students or prospective students? What sets Western apart?
Well, Western provides a quality academic experience. It gives students the opportunity to succeed. Students who are first-generation college students who maybe don't have the experiences that they might need in order to be successful at a flagship university where you're one of 30,000. Where here you're one of 7,500, 7,600. And we have a lot of faculty who will reach out and provide you that individualized attention to help you through those experiences. We have a residence hall program that is designed to help you acclimate well to the college experience, to get you involved, to be engaged with other students, engaged with friends, to build a network so that you can be successful. These are the things that you get from Western. You get a safe environment in a small town, which is a nice experience. You get away from the big city if that's what you're trying to do, or if you like the small town and because you're from that area, you get to continue those experiences.
When the administration released this fall's enrollment numbers, it issued a news release. You're quoted as saying, "Our goal is to graduate our students, preferably in 4 years, and without debt." How do you help them graduate without debt?
Well, we're revisiting our scholarship programs and putting new programs in place to ensure that those students who are qualified or eligible will receive the scholarships that they can offer. We're looking at costs of education, how much do they pay even for things like books. We're looking for what our fee structure looks like, and are there fees that we're charging to our students that we shouldn't be charging to our students? Are there other places that they're not getting the opportunities that they should be getting? I'm interested in creating more work experiences for our students here on campus, giving them opportunities to work so they can earn some money while they're here, gaining the experience that they have in those areas that they can gain, earning a little bit of money, connecting with the university. The data shows that students who work on campus are going to be more successful. They're going to graduate at higher rates, so we'd love to be able to get them the opportunity to work on campus. We need to make sure our programs are properly streamlined so students can graduate in 4 years. There's a whole raft of things that we can do. A lot of it is messaging to the students to focus on their enrollments, focus on their education, enroll for a full load of courses, succeed in those courses, stay on track, talk to your advisors, spend a lot of time talking to advisors and make sure the courses are going to meet the requirements, meet our general education rules, meet your graduation requirements. Make sure that you're doing the right things so that when you get to your senior year, you take the courses you need and you graduate. And a lot of that will go a long way to helping our students not accumulate debt.
Dr. Martin Abraham is the acting president of Western Illinois University. Abraham says Western will also look for ways to make sure it retains students. He says this fall's retention numbers are better than in the past, though they're still not high enough. Abraham says the university needs to be more engaged in doing things that help students stay at Western and complete their degree. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.